Welcome to another edition of Vintage Sports Internet News. I'm your host, Jay Lamont. Hey, let's get it cracking. The NBA was jumping and popping last night. Hey, were you watching the games? Yeah, man, the Lakers and the Nuggets. This is a special edition. You know, we usually don't get to jump until the weekend. Today is Wednesday, October 25th. Excuse me. And the Lakers and the Nuggets, and they were jumping off. Oh boy, I'm about to belch and it won't come. You ever had one of those? But the Nuggets and the Lakers, they were jumping off, and the Nuggets tore them up, man. 119 to 107. Then they had the Suns and the Warriors. Yeah, they popped it off. And the Suns, they took down the Warriors 108 to 104. Yeah, man, I had to give you the special edition, and I'm going to tell you why. Because it's going to be the Wembanyama show tonight, man. I couldn't let it go, man. I couldn't let it go. I started to let it go till the weekend, but just couldn't let it go. And I'm feeling pretty good this morning. I'm feeling pretty good this morning. I can't tell you why. Can't tell you why. I just can't tell you why. There's a special friend of mine. He knows why. Yeah, man, just lifting my spirits, you know. We, you know. He knows why. But anyway. Lakers and the Nuggets. Yeah, they threw down. Suns and the Warriors. Yeah, 108, 104. I'm going to give you the lowdown because we got some news to cover for this special edition. Excuse me, man. I got something in my throat. So let me clear my throat. Boy, I be coming with them old corny lines. Man, I'm vintage, buddy. Y'all give me some credit, man. I'm, you know, vintage. So, let's get with these stats, man, that we're throwing down with the Lakers in Denver. You know what, man? I'm going to have to give some nicknames for these NBA players. And I'm going to have a nickname for Wembanyama sooner or later. Y'all going to help me with a nickname. And let me give a shout out to those in Brazil. No, I forgot y'all, man. I'm vintage. I forgot about y'all. Hey, yeah, man. My man Jordan Goodwin was getting down last night. Him and Devin Booker. They was getting down. But we're going to get to that. But anyway, I got to have a nickname for my man Wembanyama. We're going to get to that. So anyway, LeBron, man, how many minutes they going to play you, man? You getting too old, man. Talking about they got you on a minute restriction. I know they got you on a minute restriction, man. How old are you? 62? Still playing in the NBA? Yeah, you on a minute restriction. Anthony Davis, you shouldn't be on no minute restrictions. No siree. How are you guys losing, man? Cam Reddish, come on, man. You got to step it up. Okay, I'll give y'all the lowdown. Okay. They lost the game. LeBron, he played 29 minutes. He scored 21 points. He was the leading scorer for the Lakers. Okay? Your boy, what's his name? Tarian Prince or whatever. I be mashing up their names. But anyway, Prince, he scored 18 points. He was the next leading scorer for the Lakers. 18 points. He had 29 minutes. And your boy, Anthony Davis, AD, 34 minutes, 17 points. Okay? 8 rebounds. Do I sound like I'm disappointed? Of course I'm disappointed. Of course I'm disappointed. And Christian Wood, man, come on, bruh. I got you on my fantasy squad, bruh. Yeah, you scored, 7 points, 4 rebounds. Come on, man. You on my fantasy squad, man. You got to at least score 12. You got to at least give me 12. 12-16, man. I need at least 12-16 Christian Wood. You know, and then y'all didn't feed Jackson Hayes nothing. Y'all didn't feed him nothing. Y'all didn't give him nothing to eat. Okay? So then we're going to go to Denver. We're going to go to Denver because they just put that thing on y'all. Joker, he had 29 points, 13 rebounds. That's how, you know, former MVP supposed to show out. Almost had 30 on y'all. See, AD, that's how you supposed to do when it's your team. LeBron is not his team, AD. Are you listening? It's not his team, bruh. Jamal Murray, who y'all was hacking up all night, and the referees didn't even want to call it. He had to just complain till y'all called it. He had 21. He could have had way more. But he was giving the ball, you know, to the Joker. And my man Caldwell Pope, he just came and just was showing out. He had 20. Gordon had 15. Porter had 12. He could have had more, but he was just selling for the three. It was a good game all the way around. Okay, so we're going to get to the Suns and the Warriors. We ain't going to waste too much time. We're going to get to the Suns and the Warriors because, you know, I was really getting sleepy at that game, but to be honest with you, my man Devin Booker kept waking me up. I was falling asleep because the game came on late. But every time I started kind of like drifting a little bit, man, Devin Booker was waking me up because he was just doing everything. Driving, hitting the threes. I mean, they was feeding him the rock. He was doing it on his own. It didn't matter. Whatever he wanted to do, 32 points. 8 assists, 6 rebounds. He did whatever he wanted to do. Durant had 18. You know, Okogie, he had 17. Nurkic, he had 14. Eric Gordon, he had 10. They was doing whatever they wanted to do, man. My man Jordan Goodwin, he had 14. He was in double figures. They was just getting down, man. For real. I'm sorry, Jordan Gooden didn't have 14. He had 2 points. But them two look good, baby. Them two look good. That's my home. I just had to give him a shout out. But yeah, they look good, man. And Golden State, man, Steph, you know, he did his thing. He had 27 points. 5 rebounds. Klay, he had 15. Wiggins, he had 10. Did all they could do, man. Kuminga, he had 12. Just wasn't enough. Steph, it wasn't enough. They hung in there. 108-104. It wasn't enough. I mean, it was some good games that was on, man. I was falling asleep, man. But Devin Booker, every time I would doze, it was like bang, swish, rolling around, going around screens. And that was, boy, I was like, man, I woke up and then I would kind of doze a little bit and bang. You know, yeah. Oh, yeah, let me tell y'all. Yeah, he on my fantasy squad, too. He got me a bunch of points. So how many of you guys are playing fantasy? Yeah. Yeah, I got a bunch of teams. So I own a whole bunch of players. So let's get to the Wednesday, October 25th schedule. It's going down, man. It's going down. It's going to be cracking, man. It's going down to 7 p.m. on ESPN. Celtics and the Knicks, they throwing down. ESPN, man. NBC Network is going down. NBC Sports. ESPN, Celtics and the Knicks. Who you got? Who you got? I mean, they got some outstanding players, both teams. I mean, if you got a fantasy squad, they got good players on both teams. I'm sure you got Randall on your squad. Jason Tatum from the Celtics. Quickly. Somebody from the Knicks, quickly. Huh? Jaylen Brown from the Celtics. I'm sure you got one of them on your fantasy team. So it's going down at 7 o'clock. Celtics and the Knicks. Who you got? I'm telling you, man. It ain't no playing in Boston and New York. So yeah, we gonna do it like that. And who else playing tonight? Let's see who else we got. Let me see the scores. Oh, Rockets and the Magic, my team. Rockets and the Magic, baby. Franz Wagner. Mo Wagner. The Wagner brothers. Yeah. I gotta get me a shirt. Have both of their names on it. One on the front, one on the back, or one on the side, one on this side. Something like that. Y'all gotta figure it out for me. Ring the bell. How do I work that out? I got to have me a shirt, man, with Orlando Magic and the Wagner brothers on it, man. Them boys is my boys, but they gonna be coming on at 7 p.m. on the Bally Sports Florida. So check them out. And then we got another game, man, coming on. And the Rockets. They do their thing too, man. Who they got? I don't know who they got. I'm having one of those moments. Yeah, I don't know who they got. They got that boy who always hitting somebody in the wrong area. Got kicked off Memphis team. Y'all ring the bell. Tell me his name. You know, got kicked off their team. Okay, we got the Cavaliers and the Nets. That boy that had the back problems and always hurt. Yeah, can't hide no more. 7:30 p.m. on the YES Network. 7 p.m. on the YES Network. That'll be the Cavaliers and the Nets. Oh, and it's also coming on the Bally Sports Ohio. That'll be 7:30 p.m. Cavaliers and the Nets. So, yeah. Cavaliers, Nets, 7:30 p.m. Ben Simmons, can't hide no more, baby. You're going to have to come with it, man. For real. We all know you're not a superstar, man. So, no need to fight. You can't hide. Don't need to hide no more. We know you're not going to score 30 a night. We know that. We already know you're going to just set picks and try to throw you some assists and maybe get you 10 a night, 12 a night. We know that. So just do that. We good. We just hate they paying you all that money to do that. That's the only part we hate. We just hate they paying you money to score 28 and 30 a night. So just go and get your 10 a night, 8, 10 assists, set a few picks, you know, run the court, get you one dunk, two dunks. We good, because that's all you going to do. All righty. Now, the game of the night, one of them anyway, because we got to see what this boy made of, too. He ain't off the microscope. And that's the Pelicans and the Grizzlies. 8 p.m. Bally Sport, New Orleans. Pelicans and the Grizzlies, man. You know we're going to be watching the Whopper. You know we're going to have our eyes on Burger King. Oh, y'all. Man, you know I be having them nicknames, man. We going to have some few more nicknames. I believe that's why y'all be tuning in from Brazil. Because Brazil be the only ones be listening. I ain't got no other listeners. I don't care. I still be on here. I don't care. Okay, Pelicans and the Grizzlies. 8 p.m. Bally Sports New Orleans. And we're going to see what the Whopper going to do. Yeah, Burger King. And if he go down in the next month, 30 days, I'm going to call him Double Whopper. Yeah, you're going to own Burger King in a minute. You're going to be Double Whopper. Yeah, Pelicans and the Grizzlies, 8 p.m. And we got after that, we got, I forgot a 7 p.m. Wizards and Pacers. Yeah, I forgot about Wizards and Pacers. They're going to be Bally's Sports Indiana. You know them Wizards be coming with it, and them Pacers don't be playing neither. Y'all know them Pacers fans be serious, boy, about their team. They don't play, man. They they be coming to support their team, boy. Shoot. You think Reggie Miller was still taunting folks and running around and messing with Spike Lee? You think they were still doing that stuff, man? You think they were still, them Pacer fans still there? Them same ones. So you got to take your hats off to it, man. Wizard, Pacers, 7 p.m., Valley Sport, Indiana. All right? So let's go, man. Let's get it on, man. Let's roll. It's going to be the Wembanyama era. All righty. They play at 9:30 p.m. on ESPN. If you want to stay up and watch it, 9:30, Spurs, Mavericks, ESPN. The Wembanyama show starts tonight. Oh, yeah, he on my fantasy squad. Y'all know I kept picking till I found it. Made him the first pick. Yeah, I got six teams. I kept picking till I had to keep drafting teams till I got him. Wembanyama show, man. 9:30, ESPN, Mavericks, Spurs. Hey, man, what y'all think he gonna do? What do you think Wembanyama's gonna do? Well, I'm gonna tell you. Oh, excuse me. I finally got it out. Finally. Boy, woo. Okay, I'll tell you what he gonna do. At least 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 10, 12. Oh, okay. Not that many dunks, but can he get 2 dunks? Can he get at least 2 dunks? Because he's going to get 2, 3 pointers. You know, he's going to get 2 or 3 of those. Wembanyama show, man. I got to give him a nickname, y'all. I got to give him a nickname. I can't call him the worm because we done already had a worm, haven't we? Dennis Rodman. You didn't have to guess that one. Everybody know, even overseas, you know Dennis Rodman was the worm. Okay, what we gonna name this guy? I don't know. I can't think of nothing for this dude. It can't be the stick. He probably wouldn't like that. That would not be cool. Can't call him the stick or the stick man. Because he be sticking it in there, boy. He be sticking that ball in there. Wham! You know, Oh, man. Can't call him the guitar player. He ain't playing no music. Can I call him the Windjammer since his name is Wembanyama? Windjammer. I don't know what to call Wembanyama, y'all. I might call him the Windjammer. I don't know. We'll figure it out as the season go by. But we are about to wrap this thing up. And before I wrap it up, I want to talk a little bit about this James Harden situation, just a little bit, and then we're going to wrap it up. James Harden just showed up for practice right before the game tonight, and he's been missing in action. And I usually don't discuss, you know, things of that nature, but the season is just starting. So what do y'all think about it? Ring the bell. Would you trade James Harden, or would you sit him down tonight and, hey, sit him down for the next 2-3 games, or however many practices he's missed? Or, you know, would you sit him down for the next 4 or 5 games? Or would you let him play tonight? Would you start him? What would you do if you were the coach? Were you general manager? Or, I don't know. Just a thought. Ring the bell. Let me know what you would do if you were James Harden was on your team, or if you were a teammate of James Harden, and you've been going through all these preseason games without him. You've been in the battle, in the trenches, in the practices, and he's been missing. How would you feel about him as a teammate? So that will do it for today's show. I'm glad you were here to, check it out. We'll see you next time. I'm Jay Lamont. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Peace.